Jess in with you this morning. Now, Sunday, of course, is Anzac Day, and we're lucky enough in the Upper Hunter that we can go out and commemorate the day at dawn services and at services across the day right across the region. This morning, we're talking a little bit about Anzac Day and the sacrifice that so many Australians made with James Burns from Scone. James, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Now, a little bit of background for anyone who may not know about yourself. You were enlisted in the Royal Australian Navy.
Yeah, I enlisted 17th of July 2000 served in the Navy for 8 years.
Yeah. So what role were you in when you were doing that?
So I started out as a combat systems operator, which for those playing at home, if you watch Top Gun, it's the first scene in Top Gun when they that's where I worked, at the operations room. It's kind of akin to a control room in the mines.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more in depth.
Yeah.
few more toys to play with there. But, my job to start with was I worked on a thing called an electronic warfare kit, and I had to look for radars of other ships and aircraft and submarines and basically find the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been fascinating.
Look, for about 5 minutes and then it's pretty boring after that. So, it's not all beer and Skittles. There's a lot of time of hurry up and wait.
Yeah. So did you do that based in Australia?
Yeah. My time was spent on HMAS Warramunga and HMAS Arunta. They were the two primary ships that I worked on.
Yep.
I was embarked in other ships as well, but they were my two major units. And we were out of Perth, Rockingham. We worked basically wherever we were sent. So you work for, essentially when you sign up, you work for the government of the day without prejudice, and you head off to wherever they send you.
Yeah.
So, I worked a lot on the Australian theatre, but also worked in other areas. Went to Heard Island, which is about 1,200 Ks off Antarctica.
Oh, wow.
So that was not a lot of fun. But
cold.
Yeah. It was a lot of Titanic scenes done down there. So, but we worked wherever we were asked to work, and, that's where we did it.
Initially, what prompted you to want to join the Navy in some capacity?
I have been racking my brain on this because I honestly can't remember. I do remember seeing an ad on TV, 13-1901.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a plug for the Defence Boys. But I do remember seeing an ad on TV, and I was working at a hotel at the time, working nights, and I remember not liking that job very much. So I suppose that was it, but I can honestly say that I really didn't have a clue what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
I just said, I've seen Under Siege and I've seen Hunt for Red October, I can do this. And that was the best phone call that I'd ever made, because it was just an absolute blast. I loved every second of it. People often ask, oh, well, if you loved it so much, why did you get out? Well, loving something, sometimes you got to let it go. and the sea is a harsh mistress. So I wanted to get married and have kids, and it wasn't for me to do that at the same time. So I got out.
Looking back on it now, what was your most memorable part, or what do you feel now about being a part of the Navy?
It's being part of something bigger than yourself. So.
Yeah.
We often say, oh, many hands and all that sort of stuff. Many hands make light work. But when you're on a ship, and a warship in particular, if you don't do your job, someone's going to get hurt. So it's every man and woman needs to do their job, and needs to do their job to a high standard.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you can't just... You can't phone it in. There are no sick days at sea.
No.
If you're crook, they'll put you in the infirmary. You'll stay there. Once you're right, and basically to the second, they will send you back to work.
Yeah.
That's the job. There's no you don't take holidays. You don't. So it's being part of that bigger sense, and I suppose that's what I loved about it the most.
Mm.
because you're actually serving not only the country, but you're serving your shipmates. And my shipmates, my best friend, is actually he lives in Melbourne now, but we met each other in recruit school and did our entire career together.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, unlucky for our superiors, but you know, it's that sort of camaraderie.
Yeah.
That was what I took out of it.
Exactly. And I guess in the lead up to Anzac Day, and Anzac Day is an opportunity to reflect on, like, for yourself, those times and being a part of the Navy. And it's an opportunity for all of us to reflect on the great respect that we have for every Australian who joins up to the Navy and back in the day volunteered to go to war.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't sort of look back on it. And, you know, we look at Anzac Day and we've got two up and we get the public holiday. In some cases we don't this year, but, you know, we get the – that's not what it's about. When you look at the Anzacs, and I'm talking specifically about World War One and Gallipoli, and those guys were all volunteers. You know, some of those were only 12.
Yeah,
they stuck their hand up to go and do that. It's something that I think we need to get back to as a society, looking after each other. And I'm not advocating for everyone to go and ring 13 1901. I'm not sure that that would be a good idea. But, you know, just helping each other out, going and looking after your neighbour's lawn while they're away, or, you know, just getting back to that quintessential Australian Anzac spirit, which is help your mate.
Yeah, think of someone else.
Yeah, do something for someone else and you're not going to get anything out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we always look at the blood and guts of it, and, you know, on the 25th of April, we always do something to commemorate. Last year wasn't, you know, what we would normally do. In Scone this year, it's not what we would normally do. It's had to be changed. But that it can't just be on the 25th. It's got to be every day.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to remember that spirit. And those Anzacs actually, they fought and died for a reason, and we need to continue that reason on. And I think volunteerism is the biggest thing that they actually gave to us as a nation.
Yeah.
You know, they gave us a great name because everyone, you know, especially in the Navy, when you go out, everyone knows the Aussies.
Yeah.
Whether it's for our drinking prowess or our fighting skills.
Yeah.
That's what they gave to us, and it's a lesson that we don't always talk about, and we need to remember that that is the lesson. They stood for something not because they had to, but because they wanted to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. And James, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it in this way that I think you're 100% correct. We should be thinking about things in that way, thinking about other people, getting back to that Aussie spirit that we all know but we don't often act on, I guess.
Thank you, Jess, and lest we forget.